This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State Attorney General Phil Weiser wants a federal investigation of Frontier Airlines. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Weiser calls the Denver-based company's practices since the start of the pandemic, quote, deceptive. His office has received more than 100 complaints from customers in Colorado and 29 other states about the airline's recent customer service. Some complaints say the airline has not issued ticket refunds, even though it's required to under federal law when it delays or cancels flights. Weiser also alleges that even when people have tried to rebook flights using credits, Frontier's website and customer service line haven't worked properly. Weiser is taking the complaints to officials in Washington because he says they're better suited to enforce federal aviation law. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The FAA has awarded millions of dollars in grants to airports across Colorado, CPR's Mayor Ortega reports.
The funding will go toward infrastructure improvements at seven airports, including DIA, the Gunnison-Crested Butte Regional Airport, and the Rocky Mountain Metropolitan Airport in Broomfield. The Colorado Springs Airport received the most of any in the state, with $19 million dedicated to runway lighting and reconstruction projects. The Grand Junction Regional Airport got $12 million for runway improvements. DIA's $2 million will help the airport improve its low-emissions infrastructure. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
75 in Denver, 63 in Vail, 73 for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.